Hi there, my name is Dr. Sal Jivraj, and I run a specialty myopia control clinic in Calgary, Alberta. I was initially introduced to the Oculus Myopia Master in 2019 in the UK, and I was very excited to try out this new device, which would enable me to measure axial length, refraction, and keratometry all at the same time. Previously, there was no all-in-one device available for performing refraction, axial length measurement, and keratometry in combination. I was drawn to the fact that this device was a unique technology to provide a full comprehensive approach to myopia. Being able to detect myopia at an earlier stage before it develops is extremely important. The values measured in the Oculus Myopia Master are compared with age-related normative data derived from a database of about 25,000 eyes taken from the Brian Holden Vision Institute. Now, the growth curve makes it possible to compare the individual measurements with the normative data. The earlier an abnormality trend is recognized, the more efficiently it can counteract with appropriate treatments. When I was first learning about myopia, I used to ask, what's the big deal about myopia? Being a high myope, so what? Well, I'm minus 9 and I've had retinal thinning and I'm a huge risk factor for retinal issues. I would have loved to have had this technology for myself when I was younger to stop the progression of myopia and reduce my risk factors for cataract, retinal detachment, and maculopathy. So to answer this, myopia reduces quality of life. Myopia has a substantial economic burden. Myopia can limit career choices and learning. So myopia is now the biggest eye health threat of the 21st century. The rate of myopia prevalence has doubled over the past 20 years, and by 2050, half of the world's population is projected to be myopic, and 1 billion are expected to have high myopia. What is alarming to note is that 70% of those with high myopia will develop retinal disease in their lifetime with an increased risk of blindness. The global economic burden of myopia in 2019 was estimated to be at $478 billion, and by 2050, this will raise to $1.2 trillion. So I really love this quote from the Brian Holden Vision Institute. We don't know everything about myopia, but we know too much to do nothing. So I now see myopia as a healthcare crisis. Myopia has gone from being a benign refractive error to a public health issue. I look at it as you either fit the patient with a myopia control solution, or you refer the patient to someone who has the expertise and the axial length technology who can manage these myopia control patients. Now, so based on all the research and evidence, myopia control is going to be the standard of care, and it is really a disservice if we don't do myopia control. And it's our responsibility to make the lives of our patients better and the making the parents aware that there are myopia control solutions. So when it comes to myopia control, we now know too much and we can't unlearn these facts. Now, some other benefits are that we reduce the cost of eye care for our patients. We improve the quality of life for our patients. Now, reducing myopia by one diopter will reduce the risk of future ocular complications by 40%. Now, we know the risk of future ocular complications increases with the degree of myopia. So what's important to note that is controlling myopia progression by one diopter has the potential to reduce risk of myopic maculopathy by 40%, reduce risk of open-angled glaucoma by 20%, reduce risk of visual impairment by 20%, and save between half a year to 1 year of visual impairment. So what I really enjoy about having the ocular myopia master in my practice for the last year is that it has helped me to establish my own myopia consultation clinic and have a myopia control dedicated appointment where we review the results and the reports from the Oculus Myopia Master. The Oculus Myopia Master has very clear reports and understandable myopia documentation to help with compliance on follow-up appointments. I think axial length will be the gold standard measurement for myopia specialist clinics, and having the right technology will enable eye doctors to give patients the highest standard of eye care and best practice in myopia control management. Thank you for listening.